it is, because you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. I can see clearly now, you know why? Because Chelsea Brody, who is the owner of ICEA Optical Outfitters, is in the studio this morning. Good morning to you, Chelsea.
Good morning. Thank you for having me so much.
I know. I'm so excited to have you on the show. Is this your first time on the radio?
Yes. It's kind of surreal because I used to listen to radio as a kid,
yes.
You know, washing dishes and like having the radio on. It's like, I'm in the box.
Fear of missing out. FOMO is gone.
Right?
You are now on the air doing the thing. And you've got good reason to be because you have Heidi, who is your, I guess, our ADX marketing consultant, was telling me all about what you do and the
yes.
services you offer. So I'm not that familiar with ICEA Optical. So I want to hear how you got started. Tell
yeah.
us about your company and
yeah.
for our listeners, some of the services you provide. I love what you do. This is very different and unique and definitely needed.
Okay. So let's start at the beginning. So my name is Chelsea, and I am a licensed optician. I've been a licensed optician for 6 years, and I have notoriously sold glasses, and my signature was kind of like, you know, my name is Chelsea, like, see you later when you get your glasses. And people
it.
Were like, oh, yeah. And it was just, it just kind of took off from there. But this has been a brainchild since COVID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was in the optical industry at that time
mm-hmm.
trying to become a licensed optician, and they had to shut down all the
oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even think about
yeah,
that. What
they
were
did.
People going to do that needed eye care?
Exactly. So
oh,
I had a capstone project, and I was like, we should take this on the road. Like, this should be something that you should have access to. Now, there are, like, clinics
mm-hmm.
and programs, but they're all nonprofit. And I was
right.
like, for a for-profit business model, this was going to be very unique. So I've been sitting on it like a, you know, a nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
Like a
percolating,
little
as they
yeah,
say.
Yeah, marinating.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat on it for a while, and then I went to a trade show this year, and I got all the pieces I needed to really bring it together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us all about it. So what happened next?
So I am, like I said, a licensed optician. And for those of you who aren't familiar with eyeglasses, if you don't wear prescription eyewear, there's two parts to the optical experience. First, you usually see a doctor. They sit you in the chair. You do your health check. And then there's a second part where you actually choose your frame. So that's where I come in.
Mm-hmm.
An optician kind of is like a pharmacist in the optical landscape. So they fill your prescription.
Right.
And a good optician, of course, has their license. Not only that, but they can make sure that whatever you're wearing is compatible with your prescription.
Mm-hmm.
And they can make sure that you're comfortable in your eyewear. So what ICEA basically does is bring that optical experience to wherever you are. So
So it's mobile?
Mobile.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay. I love
yeah.
this. Keep talking.
Yeah. So the great thing about it is it saves you time.
Sure.
A lot of people, like, just they've already waited to see the doctor. Then you have to, you know, you finish the exam, then you have to wait on someone to, like, tell you what you need in your glasses and
mm-hmm.
the insurance and all that good stuff. I make it really simple and easy. So what I do is I usually get contact. You basically contact me or I reach out to you, whichever one.
Mm-hmm.
And we will discuss what you're looking for. I would say a lot of people who have talked to me hate their glasses. They're like, I hate my glasses and I want to get out of them.
I'm one of those.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
I'm one of those.
So if you are one of those people, I will kind of troubleshoot, see why you don't like your glasses. There's multiple reasons, and I'm sure I'm not shy to any of them. I've been, like I said, licensed for 6. I've been in the optical industry for 12, though. So
wow.
I've seen a lot of eyewear.
You're so to speak, in quotes, seen it all.
I see what she did there.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. With Chelsea, I mean,
right?
You know,
right?
I got to go
catchy.
There.
Catchy.
You got to go there.
So when you reach out to me, I usually am going to do that deep dive interview, see what you like, what you don't like. If you happen to schedule an appointment before we have this conversation, my intake form actually asks you what you're looking for
mm-hmm.
colors, shapes, all that good stuff. When we set up the appointment, I know what you like. I'm bringing those frames to you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. So I would say my first conversations up to now have been in person.
Mm-hmm.
So I do get a chance to see the person, see their face. I automatically know if you're petite, if you're large, and I bring those frames to you.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
And then after that, my pricing is a little different in that everything's package price.
Uh-huh.
So you don't really, you have you don't have to overthink it.
I'm
providing a premium product.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has specific coatings and features. If you do need your lenses shaped down, those options are available as well. And then it comes to payment. So I'm what's called an open access provider.
Uh-huh.
I actually can file your insurance claim for you.
Oh, I'm in love now. You're coming to me and filing my insurance?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
a done deal.
And then what's better about it is that you actually will get a check. So the insurance company, after receiving your claim, they'll review it.
Uh-huh.
And in 4 to 6 weeks, you'll get a check.
Fantastic.
For purchasing with me. So I'm giving you glasses and money.
Yes. I love this, Chelsea. And this is great.
And then the follow-up, the last part, is just delivering the eyewear, making sure everything's fit. And I will keep in touch. Don't worry, I will be keeping in touch because after that, you're my walking billboard, and I
uh-huh.
need you to look your best and feel your best.
Okay, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. My guest this morning is from ICEA Optical Outfitters, and this is Chelsea with ICEA, and Chelsea Brody, she's the owner, and she is the person that will come and talk to you, find out what you're looking for, can come to, I guess, your business or home.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And then I'm sitting here thinking you were talking about having ideas and bringing in ideas for frames and everything. I was actually talking with Heidi about, I recently got some glasses. I had to get some. I haven't worn them my whole life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is all new.
Mm-hmm.
To have to, I'm older, older, and had to now get the glass.
Not you.
Yes, it's very, that's a whole other show. But anyway, so I go in the store, I get the exam, and then they said, go ahead and pick out your glasses. It was like walking into,
overwhelming, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
There were thousands, hundreds of glasses, black, brown, round, shape. So I finally picked out a pair when I got them home recently, and I started laughing. They don't fit my face.
Oh.
You know, they just look funny. And I said, I'm not wearing these glasses.
That hurts me.
Well, it's because I said to them, is this right? I was asking, and they were busy. I mean, it's nobody's fault. They were busy, and they said, those look good. And I thought, okay, well, they don't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to have someone that can take that extra time
mm-hmm.
with me would be nice,
mm-hmm.
to be able to have you come to me, because
mm-hmm.
it is. It's intimidating when you go in those stores,
right.
especially if it's the first time,
right.
for a lot of folks that are seniors, too.
Yes.
Or even young people.
Yes. And I would say the benefit of working with me is also being a licensed optician. A
mm-hmm.
lot of people don't know Florida requires you to have at least 6,200 clinical hours.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you have to have that before you're even allowed to sit and get your boards.
Wow.
So it's two national certifications,
mm-hmm.
the 6,200 hours of apprenticeship, plus you have to sit your practicals, which is two practicals.
So you have all that.
I have all that, my dear.
Wow. Okay. So how do I get in touch with you? And if someone is listening this morning, maybe they're in their car and they want to look you up later on, how do they do that?
Well, first park. And then you can text me.
Girl after my own heart. I'm always saying, don't do it when you're moving.
850-462-2071. That's my business number. Or you can reach out to me via my website. I would say there's two types of people. If you have your prescription and you're ready,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and go to the book your appointment tab. You have everything you need. And if you have a current prescription but you don't have a copy on it, if you still go through that tab, it gives me permission to contact your eye care provider.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. So if you just were like, Chelsea, just give me the whole concierge experience. Absolutely. If you're curious and you're not sure, but you have questions, join my wait list.
Okay.
That will allow me to search and research items for you.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I have I just gave away a voucher last night at a Snap event, which was really fun. If any entrepreneur wants to have fun, go to a Snap event. It's so cool. It's like speed dating
for
entrepreneurs. It's
so cool. Oh, wow. That's fun.
It's so cool. But I gave away a voucher for eyewear. So she gets eyewear and she gets lenses at a great discount.
Mm-hmm.
But she specifically said, I want Tiffany blue and I want this. She was wearing Tiffany
uh-huh.
glasses. And I was like, I completely understand. That's not in my current inventory, but I'll research it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's kind of your approach, like I'm looking for a very specific style.
Right.
Add yourself to the wait list. I'll get in touch with you. We'll have a better conversation. And when I do add that to my inventory, you'll be the first one I'll reach out to.
Okay. We have Chelsea is here. She is the owner and with ICEA Optical Outfitters. And so what I was intrigued by when I got a chance to look at some of the things that some of the notes about your business and who you are, you have a whole list of values that are very important to you. And that's important to me.
Oh.
So I love people who are involved in the community. But when you, you know, when you're talking about your eyes, I don't know that it gets more personal than that.
Yeah.
And so it's, I'd love for you just to take a moment and talk about
this
core values that you have with your business, because I think that's important for people to know.
Yes. So I dug deep for these. I had a mentor who actually challenged me to figure out what my values were. And once you know what your values were, it really makes you operate differently and makes you show up differently in the
world.
That's
right.
So I was all about inclusivity, gratitude, and access. So inclusivity, one of the biggest things I realized when I started in the optical career field was there weren't a lot of glasses that fit my mom. So it wasn't me, it was my mom. I could get
How
by.
Old is your mom?
My mom is 50...
Something?
50-something. I'm going to give her that.
Okay.
She's got a something there. But she actually was one of those people who had thousands of readers around the house.
Yes.
And I was
guilty.
Like, Mom, what are you doing? I work in an eyeglass place. Like, let's get you some eyewear. So she finally walked herself down there, and she allowed me to fit my first pair. I fit my first pair of progressives on my mom, and I'm thankful that was her and not somebody else because, oh, my goodness. But we learned a lot, and one of the things I found issue with was she could not find any frames that fit her.
Right.
And I had to go over to sunglasses. And albeit very cute sunglasses, the issue was she only had her choice of sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of was like, well, that's interesting. And then on the flip side, my mom has a larger face. People with smaller faces, I realized, could usually be in kids' eyewear or something like that. So I was intentional in making sure that whatever I choose covers the larger faces, and we have something for smaller faces. I cover everyone in between, of course, but those eye sizes, usually as up to 60, and my smallest eye size is about a 47.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I cover all those, and if you wanted me to translate that in terms of, like, clothing, I carried like a size 20 up until size 4.
Okay.
Yeah, there you
All
go.
Right. That
there
makes sense.
Go. Yeah. For the ladies out there, they know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you've got a question for Chelsea and maybe you've been thinking about getting glasses or are wondering, well, how does this work again? All you have to do is text it on in at 850-437-1620. So gratitude, inclusivity, what are some of the other things?
So when it came to gratitude, I am grateful for whoever decides to patronize me, always and forever grateful. But also, I think people should be in an attitude of gratitude when they get their glasses. You don't want to sit there and say, I've never worn my glasses. You paid for the glasses and you don't wear them. Ooh, that's an optician's worst nightmare, honestly. We spent a lot of time with you, so we want to make sure that you're feeling comfortable. Also, the gift of sight. You know,
oh my goodness, yes.
Right. For people who need eyewear, I really hated that people had to be turned away at some of the companies I worked for. And I didn't work at, you know, a lot of luxury places, but we always want to offer them the best, but sometimes people aren't able to get the best.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So that was a big thing. And then finally, access. It was really funny. One of the feedback I got way back when I was giving my senior project with this concept, the first set of feedback was, oh, you have to have a brick and mortar facility. And I was just like, absolutely not.
Kind of like, do I really?
Right. I don't. And living here in Pensacola for the past 3 years, I've been in the Panhandle 20.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is a retired Air Force vet. 22 years.
Well, okay. Yeah. Thank him for his service.
Thank you. And I was a military spouse for a little bit, for about 2 years. So I definitely was in that life as well. But all throughout the Panhandle, I was seeing that people will travel about an hour for eyeglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts. And I'm sure I'm going to probably hit someone in their heart when I say this, but you travel an hour. I travel an hour for your eyewear, and then your glasses aren't ready. That is infuriating.
Yes, it is.
So I was like, it would be so much better if I could just bring this experience to you, show up with your product in hand, knowing that it's been fitted and corrected. And it also, there's a little bit of radio silence between when you get your place your order and then when you pick up your glasses. But no, behind the scenes, I'm checking your order every single day. I have talked to the labs multiple times. I'm doing all that work so you won't have to be bothered with it.
That's great. Well, that makes a big difference to not have to worry about that because I don't even know the questions to ask.
See, and I don't think, honestly, I'm here to take care of you. There's a reason why we require, you know, licensing in Florida is for public health and honestly public safety. If you think about it, I'm here to make sure that everything goes right before you get your eyewear.
Okay. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. If you've got a question about maybe something that's going on with your eyes, she's an optician. She can help you. And what I love about this is the mobility of it, the fact that I don't have to schlep into some store, wait for an hour to get taken care of. Then I have this crazy exam, and I swear sometimes I think the techs, they look at me like I'm supposed to tell them what to do, which is always a little disheartening and discouraging.
I'm so sorry.
And then they say, hey, go pick out a pair of glasses. And then I'm in the store going,
where'd
square, round,
right,
smooth, large, right, big. So, yeah. So I think it's I think this is a phenomenal idea. And what I love about it the most is the fact that there are people who aren't mobile.
Yes.
So I have been, I was a caregiver for some woman who was 90 years old for several years. And so most of her services, we could only use people that could come to the home because it was so difficult to take her someplace.
Yes. I'm so sorry.
No, that's what I'm saying. So I think there's so many people that could benefit from this. And then if you're just like me, if you're just intimidated about going to a store, how nice to have one person who comes to you, takes care of you, and from what it sounds like with the attitude that you have and your values, that you're going to, I mean, it's like a personal experience rather than this sort of meat market commercial kind of thing. I mean, that's, sorry, but that's how I think this is fabulous. So I'm very excited to hear that you have opened up this business.
No, I appreciate your transparency because I feel like that transparency is what, you know, motivates me to make a change.
It's wonderful.
Yes,
I think it's a great idea.
For sure. And I will say one of my first group of clientele have been the retirement centers and the seniors around Pensacola. They are a great group.
I've got all the folks in assisted living that can't get out or don't have cars.
Yes.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be the older population either.
No,
I mean, there's lots of reasons.
No, and it doesn't, you don't have to have prescription either.
Mm-hmm.
I have actually fit a couple of people just with fashion eyewear.
Oh,
I love this recent encounter I had. I had a lady who was like, I want Cartier. And I was like, oh boy.
Okay.
No, as a mobile optician, carrying around Cartier is not in my best interest. But can I get pretty close? I can get pretty close. And what I did take into note was Cartier is notorious for, like, their gold, all rimless.
Mm-hmm.
They have beautiful tints. It's a simplistic, minimalistic style.
Right.
I was able to locate a frame called Evoix. They are from Canada. Also, an up-and-coming frame brand. So our partnership has been honestly very good and very, very, like, wonderful. I've loved it. But they had a beautiful frame called Majesté. And it is similar to the Cartier brand, but it's unique. I noticed this lady's facial jewelry. She wore a lot of silver. She had a lot of diamonds. I was like, this frame not only is in that neutral silver tone, it has diamonds, it's gray. And she was like, I'm not sure. Luckily, she purchased it with confidence. She did go out and find the Cartiers that she was looking for, but she was like, I'm so glad I got those glasses because I actually wore them to a speaking event and it matched my suit. So I was just like, it's for everyone. It totally is for everyone.
Well, it's very unique.
Yeah.
I mean, what people want to do. I love your glasses, by the way.
Oh, thank
Most
you.
Of the good listeners can't see them, but they're really pretty.
thank you.
No, they look great. But, you know, it's different for everybody. And so I'm a person that I typically am not so concerned about that glasses look. I want to make sure that they work for me.
That's my, I'll
give a little on the frames. But knowing that you could actually sit down with me and say, this is really what's going to look best on you.
Yes.
And what's going to also serve you the best.
Yes.
Because what I discovered was the ones that I picked, I have to adjust them when I'm looking around. And
That hurts me.
I know. So I'm just telling you the truth.
I know.
So maybe somebody can identify one of our listeners. I mean, so it's really, I'm very, as you can tell, very excited about the idea of that, of working personally with someone that's going to be able to meet my needs, yes, and then have accountability for it.
Yes, and set the expectation. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people, especially if you are your first time in a multifocal or if your first time in glasses at all, mm-hmm, I have to set a healthy expectation. I've been wearing glasses since I was 12.
Wow.
So I know the feeling of I've seen great all my life, and then, mm-hmm, all of a sudden I'm relying on this piece of equipment.
That's me.
Yeah.
That was
yeah,
me.
Yeah. So I have to be gentle, but I also have to, you know, educate.
Right.
These are the expectations of when you get into this pair of eyewear. If you don't want to do that, here are your other options.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people feel like, oh, they have to get that because what the doctor said. And you should. The doctor is highly recommended. But if your everyday life, if you find that eyewear is making your life more complicated or difficult, mm-hmm, speak to an optician.
Okay.
See if you can make those adjustments for you.
Okay. We do have a question that came in from one of our listeners. Do you also do prescriptions for contacts?
No.
Okay.
So this is only for eyewear.
Mm-hmm.
Contacts is not something that is easy to take mobile. So my contact lens wearers out there, if you need a good set of backup eyewear, I would reach out
to them.
That's
a good idea. Yes, absolutely.
You should always have both prescriptions at the end of your exam.
Mm-hmm.
Your contact lens wearer, you should have your glasses prescription provided to you as well, not just the one. You always get both.
Okay. We're talking with Chelsea. She is the owner and entrepreneur and creator of ICEA Optical Outfitters. I love this idea. It's mobile outfitters. She will come to you, work with you. We've only got a couple minutes left. It's just flown by. So what have we not mentioned that you'd like to mention, and how can we get in touch with you again?
Okay. So I am currently have a pop-up, I'll call it a residency, at TNW Flea Markets on the weekend from 9 to 3.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
I have loved the people who have walked up to my stand. I made my first sale out there.
Oh, cool.
I have regulars who just stop by and say, hey, I do appreciate that. Everyone who stopped by my booth, thank you so much. Booth 415.
Okay.
I also have a collaboration with the Vitamin Shop. So over there on 9th and Bayou,
mm-hmm,
I think it
is. Yeah, I know exactly what that is.
We are going to be out there on the 27th of this month. I believe that's a Monday from 10 o'clock. If you stop in there beforehand, there is a little coupon that I have people scan.
Excellent.
You can get 10% off of your first order. On that particular day, you can basically come in, get your insurance verified, take a look at my frame inventory, see if this is something that you would be interested in, and we could set up your appointment. But honestly, I could take orders right there then, too. That's
perfect.
The advantage of being mobile. August 8th, I hope you have a pen.
Okay, well, we're going to put this on the website. So.
Okay, awesome. August 8th, I'll actually be working with Sunshine's Quarter, Sunshine's Morer, back to school program. So we'll see you then.
All right. We've been talking with Chelsea Brody with ICEA Optical Outfitters. That website one more time, Chelsea.
www.icea, that's ISEEYA .online.
Okay. It's so exciting to meet you. I wish you the best of luck with this. I think you're going to be the next, you know, Bill Gates, because I just think this is like a smart idea. Thanks for coming on Pep Talk.